All right, what's up, everybody? We're gonna have Mark and Fresh and Have join here shortly. I just called the emergency podcast. Got my TBs, the goat hat on. Shout out Evan Nolte. I figured this is a time where, you know, we just need to talk it out. I don't know about you guys. My phone has been nonstop and with calls and just like, I just feel like we need each other at this moment. And Maggie, with the weeping may endure for the night or two or three. I mean, wow. We don't really have a plan for tonight. We're kind of going to talk through sort of what we heard. I think all of us have called different people. And you know, Mark has contacts, you know, Fresh, Have, myself. I think we're just going to kind of talk it through like a therapy session. You know, we all love TB so much. He's like a part of all of our lives. So, you know, this is the you know, I'd be lying if, I didn't feel sick to my stomach, but it is what it is, right? We all, you know, you can't coach forever. But you know, we'll talk our way through this. Chris, do we think that was the plan? Wait till the start so that we know who will be, the coach this year and not have to worry about a coaching search. Lots of theories out here. What's up, Jen? Yeah, Jen, you know, this is therapy for all of us. I hope. I mean, we actually debated. I think Hav was like, we shouldn't do it because we're not going to add anything but more. But then so many people are like, you need to do it just so we have somewhere to go and talk. And it'll help just, you know, cause we're all in sort of misery loves company, right? We all get together and just kind of talk it out. That's kind of the plan. You know, there's maybe we'll feel better after this. I don't know. It's kind of like after a loss when we do that post game show, you know, we feel a little bit better afterwards. Maybe not. But let's see what happens. And Julie, yes, we need each other. That's what the community is all about, right? Like times like this, you just need to get on here and sort of talk it out with everybody. Jim is like PTSD therapy meeting for us. Absolutely. Serenity now. Jen, absolutely. I've been waiting for this all evening. Yes. Well, I don't know about, you know, all evening, but you have another emergency meeting after the announcement tomorrow. Yeah, we'll see. Will we have a lot of answers tomorrow? I don't know. Like some of us have thought we're not going to get a ton of clarity tomorrow because, you know, there's always going to be, oh, you're just saying that for the cameras. We don't really know what's happening. Here's, you know, conspiracies will run wild. Yeah, absolutely, Julie. We're all family here. We just need to get through it. I'm so sick right now. That's from Daniel. Yeah, yeah, that's what we're here for. We're hopefully, you know, you'll see everybody kind of in the same boat, and that'll make you feel a little bit better. And yes, Kim, that's one of the things we, you know, I keep hearing. Dean Smith, yeah, back in I think it was '97, he did the same thing with Bill Guthridge. Not to say that turned out great, but he did do that. It was right before the season. And he stepped down as kind of a shock. And I remember it personally, that kind of dates me. But yes, Eric, great for the kind community to express and listen to and profess. Truly no answers will satisfy. Just make waiting for the season even harder. Yeah, that, you know, this it is what it is. Like knowing why or what doesn't really change anything. But it is, there is something to like, everybody's curious. Everybody wants to know why. To make themselves feel better. I mean, it doesn't change anything, right? As long as he's at peace, ultimately we'll all be fine. Like, it, you know, as long as he's happy. Bill Brew, trust me. Michael Murphy, TB at the end will be in the NBA with a huge contract. 55 is too young to retire. It could be true. Yeah, I could see him wanting. We've always talked about that. Does TB have an itch to be in the NBA with all those greats? I don't know. Some people say, the egos. Other people say he would be perfect for it. I don't have an answer. I guess time will tell. I would cheer for him or no matter what he does next. He's we're all probably all fans for life. I mean, I don't think there'll be any real information from Julie. Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, maybe. Maybe it was some kind of closure. Heath will not be able to sleep tonight. Bennett is the GOAT of all UV. Absolutely the GOAT. I mean, I got the TV GOAT hat on right now. He is. He's changed so many lives. And all the people from the Ralph days that really like started getting hooked on UVA basketball and watching through all those years with Pete Gillen and, you know, Leto, and then having that, like, really, this was the golden era of UVA hoops. It was unbelievable. I mean, I couldn't have painted it a better picture than what he did. So, like, you know, you kind of just enjoy it for what it is. If you use adversity right, it will buy your ticket to it. You know, that's the thing, Justin. Let's see what happens. Guthridge, two Final Fours in 3 years. True. Yeah, like UNC. I mean, they turned out okay. Obviously, you look at them now. They're still. Will UVA be in sort of this? We'll see. Upper echelon. Did he build a foundation that gets better and better? We'll see. I would love that. Nothing would make me happier than that. Either way, you know, that run that he had the last 15 years has been amazing. UNC had been in 97 Final Four. Absolutely. There you go. Fresh.
T-Dub, what's up, man? My bad. My phone has not stopped ringing. I feel like, did we just lose the UMBC today?
And yeah. My phone, the same here. That's why everyone was telling me, just go on. We need it. Like, I can't keep calling you and texting you. Like, you might as well just go on. That's right. So we can talk about this thing together. So. Like, how did you hear? This is like a 9/11 moment for all of us,
yes.
UVA fans. Like, well, how did you hear? What was your initial reaction?
So it's funny. Locker Room Access goes full circle. I'm meeting Captain Thurman, Locker Room Access, who lives in Boulder, Colorado. He's in New York City. And he said, meet me at the Dead Rabbit, which is way downtown at the end of Manhattan, at the bottom of Manhattan. And I'm walking in. I don't know why. I looked at my phone and I saw on Twitter, Jeff Goodman, Tony Bennett retires. And we all don't like Jeff Goodman, obviously. And so I'm like, whatever. This is like what I didn't even think twice about it. And so I go in and I'm like, hey, Captain, good to see you, man. First, never met you. I was like, Coach Bennett retired today. He's like, what? So that's how I saw it. That's it. And then,
wow.
Then, of course, you know, but by the time me and him are done and a buddy of mine was there, the whole thing, I had 1,000 texts. So.
Yeah. It's sort of like the, what is it? The 12 steps here and like starts with denial. I don't know what step I'm in at this point.
Right.
I guess, you know, you kind of, yeah, it was just shock and awe at first, but I was like, you know, we've talked about it. Like, this could happen, and it actually happens, and it's just like, oh, man, do we really have to, like, I don't know.
No, there's no good time. It's just like the last game of the season you lose. It doesn't matter. First round, third round, Final Four, last game, you know, the championship, it sucks. So I only thought once when I read that, I glanced over it because I was doing something. I assumed that he said, I'm going to retire. I'm going to do the Coach K thing, and somebody will be the interim, and then. It turns out he's just out, right? Am I right?
Yeah. I mean, it's said effective immediately. I mean, that doesn't surprise a lot of people that he would just step aside and not do a farewell tour. Like, he's not that type of guy. So, you know, first step was like, oh, he better, I hope he's healthy and everything's okay and his family's okay. Right. That was like what everybody said. And then they sort of squashed that with his health is fine. So then the question was like, why now? What's happening? Like, this is weird timing. What's going on? A lot of questions. Is he, you know, trying to set up the team and his coaching staff?
Anything I've gotten back, and I don't think anybody knows, but it's not health. But when it happens abruptly this kind of way, it's usually something, right? It's too abrupt. I watched the ACC media day, and you know, he was very animated, very upbeat, talking about the team and the different changes and all that. And to happen out of nowhere, I just don't think it's nothing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it is. It just seems Either he's the greatest poker player in the world and just can keep this, you know, pocket aces under like under wraps and then drop the bomb on everybody. But maybe something happened. I have no idea. I think that, you know, Julie said President Ryan has already posted a thank you to CTB. I would hope everyone.
Yeah. Thanks, Julie.
It's crazy that it's come to that. I can't wrap my head around it. We're thanking CTB like this. This is our goat here. We're talking about.
It's just.
I haven't accepted it clearly. What's that?
And I will say, coincidence or not, my mom sent me an 8 year ago today. And she stormed JPG when she was in Charlottesville and grabbed Jason Williford and demanded to go into Coach Bennett's office and get a picture with the two of them. It's a beautiful picture. That's so Millicent cool. Smith may or may not 8 years ago have been responsible for all of this. I'll send you the picture, T-Dubs.
TW and Fresh, will players jump ship? Your analysis. I mean, it's a little late right now, you know, like timing-wise is interesting. Like, why now? It's tough to jump in the transfer portal 2 weeks into the season, you know. Scholarships and things are said. I mean, I don't know what's going on, but it seems like it'd be really tough for someone to say, you know what, I'm going to transfer to some other school right now because, you know, things are kind of settled.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think there's going to be an initial team coming together. It's Ron's the head coach, right? Coach yep. Sanchez is the head coach.
Yeah, yeah. I think he's the interim. Ron Sanchez. Yeah,
they'll probably do a search. Put them together. Hey guys, you know, we're all together with this, and I don't think anybody leaves now. They might start looking. I think it's gonna be a long season though.
Yeah, I mean, there's one sort of theory out there that TV set this up to give Sanchi and the coaching staff an opportunity to sort of take the reins. And they've got one season to sort of prove their worth. And maybe he set it up as like, hey, this team's got a shot. I'm going to step aside and let them do and reap the rewards of it. I have no idea. That's just a theory. I have no clue, but that's one that's out there. Mark saying, Mark says weird timing, downright terrible timing. Has to be something that happened. It could be. Yeah, I don't want to be on here speculating. Nobody knows. We'll find out maybe tomorrow. I don't know. Maybe not. As Hav said, let's not get on here to speculate. But yeah, why not? Huh?
I'm always that way. It's kind of abrupt, and it's always something. Whether that's something simple like NIL and transfer portal and all that, but when it comes to this point, it's always something. I think I'm just talking.
Dragon said, "Not gonna lie, he's a little pissed." You know, I get it. I'm not at all. I'm not. For me personally, no. It's like, what sucks? Yes. Pissed? Nah. I mean, I can't. After everything he's done, he can go out any way he wants, and I'm still gonna love him to death. So, you know, if he went 0-30, I'd still think he's the GOAT. So. But, and you know, I get it. It's crazy. Like, I can't imagine the players weren't made aware in advance. Yeah. It is. Yeah, it's tough. I think a bunch of people have said, you know, this happened to UNC, right? Fresh with Eden Smith. Let's see. Difference between Sanchez and Williford coaching. You have an answer to that, Fresh? We can't hear you. Can anyone else hear Fresh? Or do we lose him? Difference between Sanchez and Williford coaching. Yeah, we'll see. Like, you know, I watched a few UNC Charlotte games. It was kind of a hybrid of definitely defensively similar, but a little more loose. Different level of talent, though. So it was hard to tell when I watched. And we haven't seen Coach Willie as a head coach, so we don't really know. Do you think we'll be given the full story or just left to read between the lines? I suspect the latter as well. It's hard, right? Like, regardless, even if he tells the story, everyone's going to kind of run with it regardless. So it's not like it's a no-win situation, right? From what I have read, they were told first from Joseph. I guess seeing you talking about players, they were told first. Joseph, in my opinion, no. y'all anticipate some of the guys transfer? Not mid-season? Are you talking mid-season or like now versus next season? Next season seems very possible, right? But you got a lot that could shake down. I can see maybe even, you know, things don't go well middle of the year. Maybe a couple guys leave. It's possible. You know, nothing's out of the ordinary. No worries. What are your thoughts on Jay Willie as a head coach? Somebody said.
My thoughts?
Yeah, how would he be as a head coach?
I mean, I know Jason since he's 17 years old, so I would never have seen him as a head coach. That's a joke. you know, he's coached with and behind Dennis Wolf, my assistant, and then Jeff Jones, my head coach, and Tony Bennett. He's probably learned a lot. And he knows a lot of people, and he knows a lot of recruits and players. I think he really gets the players and things. I think he should be given the shot. I wish he would have been given a shot this year as an interim, but that's more personal on my side.
Right, right.
Not a knock on Ron or anything else. I would like to see it.
Of course, that's your guy. We get it.
That's my guy. I think he'd be a great head coach. And I'm not sure what level, like, you know, running the big time program and the whole thing, but I think Jason's a great coach, a great basketball coach, whatever that means, head coach, assistant, the whole thing. So
maybe you can walk us through when Terry Holland decided to go. What was that like for you? You've talked about it, but maybe this is a good platform to talk about. When you left, what went through your mind as a player? Like,
oh, I didn't know shit, T Dubs. You know, I was just happy I was in Virginia, and it was the summertime, and we had a job with Mr. Wendell. Phil Wendell in D.C. and Coach Holland, who was this legend that I knew. I didn't know about Virginia. I didn't care. I knew Ralph Sampson and Jeff Jones and Ricky. Right. But I went to Virginia, and it's all this stuff going on. We're there in the summer, and Coach Holland comes up and says, "Guys, I'm stepping away after this year. I'll coach you this year, and I'll be gone." And for me, I had a grant and aid, they call it, right? I had a full grant and aid. I thought it was for 4 years. I'm like, I'm here. And I'm looking at, like, John Crotty, I'm looking at Brian Smith, and I'm looking at the older guys, like, what does this mean, guys? And they were all cool and calm and collected about it, and it was kind of seamless, man. And we played that year out, went to the NCAA tournament, we beat Notre Dame, we got beat by Syracuse, got cheated because Brian got fouled.
Yeah, clearly.
And there was a search going on. We heard Mike Montgomery, who recruited me out of Stanford, and other guys, Rick Barnes, and then turned into Jeff Jones. For me, it was seamless, but it wasn't like, hey, man, I was in college, right? It's my freshman. It's the greatest time of your life. So I was kind of freaked out. I think guys now, they may, with the NIL and transfer portal, you might start, you know, searching around. Like, I wasn't looking at the transfer portal as a first year at UVA where everything was perfect. So, but it might be different now, right, T-Dubs?
Yeah, everything is different now, right? Like,
right.
Jim, I wonder if Kyle knew before he came back. Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah. I mean, I doubt it. I don't know if this, it seems like he kept this pretty close, but it is, I mean, he's retiring from basketball to come back and coach. You know, that's a big one. So yeah, maybe
if I were just a betting person or guessing, there's no chance he knew. Something that's too abrupt. No, there's
not pissed. Just hope he and his family are okay because it's a strange time. Yeah, like fingers crossed everybody's okay. That's the most important thing.
That's right.
And Clifton agree on the latter. Yeah. CTB has a reputation of being brutally honest with players and recruits. Would he go against his reputation, not be upfront with the team and coaches? I doubt it. I'm sure he kept it real. And would he clearly say, hey, on October, you know, what is today, the 17th? Like, probably not, but UNC is a different beast. UVA is Tony Bennett. Kids come to play for him. Yeah, absolutely. Is UVA established as a program now? That is hard to tell, but I bet it'd be a much better job the way Tony Bennett has left it than it was, you know, after Gillen and Aleta. I remember those searches were really, really kind of brutal. Like now we have a brand, we have fans that are rabid, we've shown that you can win in the ACC. Like Coach K and Roy Williams are gone. The ACC probably, you know, I don't know. that's probably a better job now than it was when Tony took it. So,
it's a huge job.
Yeah, it's a huge job now. So, has any first season without a long-standing coach ever gone well? Kevin Ollie.
Yeah. Oh, nice call, T Dubs. I mean, he won it. Ron's going to win the championship this year. Let's go.
Yeah, no pressure there. We just weren't totally expecting a championship.
Even though I was in MSG and you were too, I think, right? When the MSU game. Yeah.
I'd really love to know this about Kyle. We'll have to ask Kyle. We'll get him on a podcast. Jay Willie has been loyal and he's competent and he understands the culture better than anyone. His personality is a good fit. I want Jay Willie. That's from Danny Elter. What's up, Danny?
Yeah, man. You know my feelings on that. So
yeah, I mean, he turned down a bunch of jobs. He has been crazy. I mean, he's been there from the beginning. He's seen it all. So I'm sure. And Jay Willie, nobody loves UVA more than Jay Willie. So the heart and you know the, I don't know. The only thing is experience. He hasn't been a head coach. I don't know what that means.
Me either. That's a good point. I think Danny's just jocking him because he gave him tickets behind the bench when Danny flew the private jet to the Syracuse game. That's okay. Yeah,
that could be it.
You sound like me.
Jim, I bet he knew. Seems like CTP orchestrated well. Bring back Sanchez to be the heir apparent. Get Kyle set up on staff before he exits. Yeah, like he could be the master puppeteer here, setting everybody up. That could be cool. Will we hear about it tomorrow? Probably not. Is UVA an alluring job? Yeah, we just talked about it. I think it is now. Like UVA. More than it was, you know, before TV took over. That's for certain, right? Like,
I mean, are you the quality of life? You make $4 million a year. It's probably, yeah, pretty good.
We got Mark joining.
Not a bad arena. Not a bad office.
Is that Mark?
I would take it. I would take it.
Could things fall apart? What are the chances? Things could always fall apart. Let's keep it real. Like, it's always on the table.
Yeah, this year things will fall apart. I'll make that.
It could work. I was at X when that left abruptly and Sean Miller was promoted as a little known assistant. Yeah.
First time. Wow. Dragon.
Miller to X to throw Elite Eight year one. Yeah, that would be awesome. Xavier's obviously a different kind of beast, too. I want McKay from Matthew. I know it won't happen, but he has a great resume.
Is that Liberty?
Yeah, he's at Liberty.
Yeah, I don't want him. I don't mean. I'm not saying that's wrong.
Maybe Mark isn't quite ready.
It's all good.
Oh, maybe he is. Wait, Mark, you ready or no? Oh, there we go. All right.
Yeah.
Matthew wants from McKay. Matthew Manson. Not related to Charles Manson.
Richie could ultimately be a candidate. He was one of TV's, I think, closest guys and most trusted guys.
Yeah.
I think he was the one that I remember. They were the first two coaches I met when they were recruiting Ty. And I think they share a lot of similarities in their coaching style and some of their values. So, but I don't know if TV is going to have that same influence on who gets the job if he's gone. When he's gone.
Julie asked, who would be pressuring Tony Bennett to change his style? I feel like this may be a factor in addition to Portal and NIL. I mean, all of those are the reason to change your style, right?
That's right.
But you know, I don't know. Maybe it's just that. Yeah, I have no idea. I can't answer that.
I thought TV was very forthright about saying he's going to change his style. Like, he said he's going to change the offense. In addition to the portal, and the portal he can't do much about, right? I guarantee he doesn't like it. I don't like it. NIL is what it is, and we're not in a backseat on that one. So,
yeah, I would ding you on it is what it is. That's a new dinger.
That's right. You're not wrong, but Marky, I invented the phrase it is what it is, so I can still use it. I've been
using it. You get double ding. You get double ding for inventing it.
That's fair. It's about time. I missed it.
Josh Whalen asks, what's the perfect scenario of how the season goes or how the next 20 days transpire? I mean, obviously, win a national title is kind of the perfect scenario.
Yeah, no pressure, Josh. The next 20 days is we all win the lottery. And if we do all
perfect shit. Scenario of how the season goes. I mean, if you're going to take it as a sandbox year, it's like, all right, let's see the new style. Let's see how they're recruiting. Let's see all of that on display, right? Like, do we play a style that people enjoy watching, I guess? I don't know if that matters as much as just getting wins.
Nah,
getting wins and seeing improvement and all of that. It's postseason success, obviously, is going to be a big part of it, right?
Yeah, but no, Josh, you know what? That's actually a very good question. The next 20 days, right? The next 20 days would mean
all start of the season, first game.
All the players are behind their new coach, who is Ron Sanchez, right? That's perfect. That's the best case. And then that we play the season out and, you know, see what happens.
Yeah, I think having, I mean, if we're going to run a new offense, I have no idea. I hear these rumors. If we're going to run a new offense, if that goes well and the players like it and people are, you know, happy with their playing time and nobody I don't know. I'm assuming, are we get some big recruits coming in? What would be perfect? I think having a decent season and making a run in the tournament would be quote unquote perfect. I'm not sure how likely that is. I hope that happens though. Ray, just tuning in. I was hoping for Jay Willie to be named interim head coach. I know Fresh, that's you as well.
Yeah, of course.
I think the business of college basketball presently is more influencing than the potential offensive changes. Yeah, that could be the case. I mean, it's the transfer portal and NIL has got to be a huge factor. Go ahead, Mark. I don't know if we can hear you. You might have to connect your phone or something. So you're Bluetooth. We can't hear you. What is CTB more likely to do? Disappear from the scene altogether or work for ESPN?
I don't think he's the commentary type guy.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah, but I have several questions. Throwing this out there to you guys, and when you look at the timing of Ron Sanchez's hire, was this part of a bigger plan? And maybe you guys talked about this already. Was this part of a bigger plan to have him come in and take over after 1 year? Did you guys discuss that already?
Yeah, we talked about it. That's definitely a theory right now. If it's not a health related thing, it's not like I have to step away to go attend to something, which probably would have been a leave of absence, not a retirement. Yeah. So like you assume everything is as is, everything's fine. It's a basketball UVA thing. That maybe, yeah, that makes more sense, right? It's like the Dean Smith.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, just like Dean Smith. He stepped down right before the season in 97 and the team went on to do really well. As we talked about, maybe TB took it all the way up to this point, has seen where the guys are, and he's like, hey, I feel really comfortable handing this over because there's opportunity here for success, and I don't want to be in the way of that. That's possible, I guess. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Most recently, it reminds me a little bit of Villanova. With not that the timing wasn't the same. I don't remember when Jay Wright stepped down, at what point during the year he stepped down. I don't know if it was close to the season, if it was.
Wright stepped down end of the season in April.
Yeah. Okay. So Kyle Neptune, who was one of his assistants, leaves, goes to take the Fordham job, doesn't have a tremendous amount of success, comes back as an assistant. I don't know if it was, I can't remember if it was a year or two. And then Jay Wright hands him the job.
Right.
So kind of similar when you think about Ron Sanchez leaving, going to UNC Charlotte, and now comes back. And that, I think that the Kyle Neptune, Jay Wright, you know, I think that was planned, and that was part of Jay Wright's bigger vision. And from what I understand, I don't know this. I haven't heard from him. I didn't speak to him. I didn't speak to Kyle Neptune. I do know Kyle a little bit and have not talked to him. But from what I understand, Jay Wright did not want to be part of this whole new basketball environment or college sports environment with the NIL and portal, and it was a bit of a headache.
Yeah.
And he's flourishing and doing well, and I think he's probably loving his job as an analyst. He's good at it. I think he likes the cameras. And why would you want to deal with one year contracts, 1 year free agency?
Yeah, that's definitely the
coaching. I mean, it's a constant battle.
That's definitely the comparison.
It's just a constant battle.
I think we've always compared like Tony to Jay Wright and how abruptly or not Jay Wright left. And we're not so surprised that the day would come when TB was just like, you're a basketball coach, right? Mark, you've been a coach your whole life, and you have these things you want to do. And then all of a sudden, you get thrown a curveball where there's 1,000 things you never thought you would do to be a basketball coach. And shit, why would you want to keep dealing with it when you've been making X amount of money all these years? You don't have to. So, I don't know.
It's exhausting. Coaching alone is exhausting. And I know TV works really hard, studying film, having relationships with players. Really,
that's right.
And now you bring this portion, this component.
And because of locker room access, I've learned that I didn't realize, you know, the head coach went out on so many live visits, like the live period and going and seeing this kid and that kid. I didn't know that. You know, in my time, the big time recruit I was, as you guys know, the guys that came to see me were the assistant coaches, the grunts, who were probably making $50,000 a year back then, but they'd come down and watch our game. And now TB's going to see this guy in D.C. and Georgia and Wisconsin. I'm kidding. But it's kind of, it's grueling. It's grueling.
Will TB still be involved with UVA is a question from Matthew.
Oh, I love that question. I was thinking about that today, Matthew. Like tomorrow, my buddy's going down, and he's the financial literacy coach for the team. And he actually has a scheduled session tomorrow, our own Tom Henske. And he's going to practice. I'm like, is TB going to be at practice, or is he just going to be out? That's such a great question. What do you guys think?
Birdwood. No, I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know, but it's...
We have no idea. I mean, obviously, he's going to be there. He's got his press conference in the morning, and then, he's probably... I imagine he'd still be around if, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a really good question. I imagine he'll still be around. I don't think he's like his dad where he can't watch.
It's less a good question as much as a cool thought.
Oh, that's a great question. I'd love it to see it. I hope he stays around and is a part of the program forever.
I don't think he will. I think in terms of the coaching thing, he'll be away because the players will think.
Right.
You know. But that's yes, to your point. Great question.
There's so many questions about this team, even before this. Yeah, totally. A lot of things have changed. Brian, could Kyle Guy be the future head coach with three or four years or less?
No,
that'd be pretty wild.
No,
probably unlikely. I mean, maybe we'll see how he does. Right? Like, I can see his going young, but that's a lot to put on a person.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta hand it to Augusta Free Press. Yeah, he's been like hyping, clickbaiting this for a while, but I don't know. I'd hate to.
Yeah, you can be right. Whatever.
Dean Smith stepped down abruptly because he didn't like how things were going with the team preseason.
So how was that team, Kim? The 97 you said, T-Dubs?
Yeah, 97.
But who was on that team? Can we get that up? I don't know.
Yeah, I can pull it up.
I mean, you got to assume they had McDonald's All-Americans, the whole thing.
Yeah, of course.
97, huh? Well, Dean Smith had his own stuff, too. I love Coach Smith. He was so great to me. They probably had seven McDonald's All-Americans or whatever, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, 97, 98, they had Anton Jameson, Vince Carter, you know. Shamon Williams, decent team. Like, I don't know if you've heard of these guys.
he left
the cupboard pretty bare for old Bill Guthrie.
Right.
Right.
I think Coach Smith, and I'm going to give him probably too much credit. He probably just wanted his guy Guthrie to get his shine a little bit, man.
I agree. I think TB. This is from Matthew Manson again. I agree with Mark. I think TB thought it was coming. Not sure he thought it was this soon, but told Ron, "I'm leaving soon. You're up next." This was a little while ago. Ding, ding, ding. But I'm assuming it was around that. Hear me out from Brian. CTB goes to a small Division I school, no NIL, minimal transfer portal, coaches kids up for 4 years and wins the conference championship every single year.
Yeah, what does Coach Bennett call his teams, like the Wisconsin Green Bay, like the
boom? Man, it goes back to Green Bay. Right. Be close to home. That's possible. Hey, anything's on the table. Also, the Milwaukee Bucks, I could see, too, so who knows. Tony was not a fan of the ACC expansion either. Said he understood it was a financial deal, but he didn't like it. Yeah, it's a lot. There's a lot not to like about college or basketball right now, or college in general right now, right? NIL, you got transfer portable, you got conference expanding. It's tough. It is really tough. Like, it'd be hard for me to say it's, like, better. It's definitely not. It's kind of unrecognizable. Kevin Connolly, fresh. Do you have a read on our guy Eli with this news? Any concerns about him sitting out another year and not having Tony? Fresh is gone. We'll come back to that one. Jim, like Coach K, they will give him an office. Yeah, I hope so. They should give him the arena. Matthew Manson, I wonder too, will he move? Will he move out of Charleston? These are all. Maybe we'll get answers to those things tomorrow. I don't know. Kim Ryan, I don't think so. Clean break, too emotional. Jeff Nova has been 17-17, 18-16 since Jay left. No NCAA tournaments. Right, his last game was the Final Four loss to the champs. Even though TB's last game being what it was, he'd give it one more year and retire. That's what he thought. Yeah, that's what I thought too. So Chase Coleman wants to be a coach. Look for him to break through before Kyle. I like that. Shout out Chase.
Now I heard the question, Elijah.
Yeah, you heard that.
Yeah. You know, this time I'm not gonna find out or ask. I'll text his dad. You know, the regular stuff. But they're bought into UVA, man. They love it. This is definitely a game changer because they, from day one, were huge Tony Bennett proponents. But they're great people. I can say that. And so it's whatever happens either way, it's has nothing to do with them. You know, it's kind of out of their hands. But I don't know.
Chris Martin's going to bed. Good night. Appreciate you jumping on, Chris, asking, chatting with us. TB becomes a Christian youth leader and is out of the limelight. It's possible too. He has always said that what he'd like to do next is be a Christian youth leader. That's two people in a row. Eric Thomas, Vince Jameson, and others on the 97 team. Yeah, that was a loaded team.
That's unbelievable.
All right, I pulled it up. Antoine Jameson, Vince Carter, Shimon Williams, Ed Cota, Mokhtar Njai, Brendan Haywood. That's a heck of a team he left.
Yeah, here you go, Coach. Take this one. I'm out.
Yeah, they ended 34-4, 13-3 in the ACC, were ACC champs, and in the NCAA, they were a one seed in the East and went to the Final Four.
Who they lose?
Not bad. Not a bad debut for Coach Guthridge. They lost to Utah and Keith Van Horn, I believe.
Oh, wow, that's right. And then Utah lost to Kansas?
Utah,
Duke,
Arizona, was it?
I would have guessed Kansas, but
anyway, yeah. I'd love a Final Four appearance this year, but NBA is what Brian says. NBA, yeah, that we've talked about that as a chance. I can see TB wanting to itch can he coach the greatest, kind of like the ACC, right? You're going up against the greatest. Coaches and at the time when he came on, the greatest players and the greatest game is in the NBA, you'd say, right? Like maybe he could jump in there and take over the Warriors. So he's
ahead. Yeah, but I'm saying, can you act buy shoes?
I mean, you can for sure. It's in Foot Locker. I mean, Nike pulled out of Foot Locker, so Foot Locker is wide open. They've got Reeboks. They got the Allen Iverson questions and the Shaq Gnosis things. And yeah, they've got a little bit, not a lot. Reebok pumps, they still have those. D Brown.
Wait a minute, but does anybody go to the store, to a sneaker store, to buy sneakers?
Yeah, I don't think so. Those days are on that now. I don't know, man. The mall, I think Foot Locker's making a little comeback. I think mom and pops are definitely coming back, if at least from what I hear. You know, if you look at the earnings reports, Main Street is back, but we'll see. I don't really know. I surely shop.
Yeah, a lot former more. Neighbor, Foot Locker, and he has some crazy.
There we go, Arizona with Bibby, Terry, and Miles Simon. They
won. EW called it.
Yes, but you know, this, we'll see what happens tomorrow. I don't know. Kind of a wild thought. I mean, look at my background. It's all like UVA stuff. So this is, you know, this is definitely hits home. Who's made the Final Four after Ralph? Jim, I'm heartbroken. Am I the only one watching the replay in the Final Four tonight, 2019? I saw a bunch of that. It was on Twitter. I haven't done that yet, but I might. I don't know. I'm still in shock. But as long as he's healthy and he's cool, which I'm sure he is. I'm sure he thought long. This is a tough decision. As long as he's cool with the decision, you know, it's hard for anyone else to argue otherwise, man. As long as he's happy, I'm happy. That's kind of how I look at it, but. What about you, Fresh? What is your take on it?
Yeah, I'm happy, man. It's I'm only worried about going forward, right? We've had sort of the golden age, the golden age since me, obviously, in 89, 93, which is a golden age. Yeah, oops. I'm kidding. But it's been so great. It's been so much to be happy about. And so many guys, you know, you go Joe Harris, Justin Anderson, Malcolm, Ty, whatever. National championship, Tony Bennett, and we complain, we love it, we hate it, we love it, we love it, we win. And I'm not sure what's going to happen on the other side, and that's the part that scares me a little bit. But what most scares me is if I can't get tickets to the games because they bring some motherfucker from somewhere else that's not our coach. And I...
Yeah, on a personal level. Yeah, we could leave.
And you've done the Gillen, you've done the Lights for years, and that is playing against those guys. But it's a fact, and we've just enjoyed it all. And now the carpet's been ripped a little bit, right? And
yeah, no, I mean, for me personally, like, he's changed my life with the people he's recruited, and the people I know, and you know, Ronnie, obviously, like, first person I thought of outside of like, hope TB's okay, everything's fine, was Ronnie. Like, I'll bet his phone is absolutely destroyed right now. Like, literally, like, that's the first thing I thought of. I texted him earlier. I was like, man, I hope you're okay. You don't have to respond. I know your phone is crazy. And of course, he responds immediately, but he's like, what a day, you know, what a guy. Like, all of them, incredible people. So, you know, on a human level, I'm always going to be fans of them first, and if they're happy, you know, ultimately that's what matters. Julie said, I'm sure he prayed about this.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely a big bell for Fresh dropping the mother, dropping the MF-er. We need tickets, can't go back to sneaking in. Yeah, that's very true. Selfishly, I think, you know, I heard that a couple people, like, you know, we're one coaching change away from, like, having no idea who any of these people are. From, like, family to, like, you know, brings a new coach comes in, brings in a whole new staff, and we don't know anybody. I mean, it's just, yeah, I don't know. Like, I hope that doesn't happen. It's on the table now. Everything's on the table right now, right? They have Jay Willie and be the head coach, and Faris is the Dobo, and... You know, it could go any which way right now. So Grant could be the assistant coach in 5 years. We have no idea. Yeah, it's a lot. Jay in the morning. Oh, Joy in the morning. He showed us all how to deal with disappointment. Yeah, like, I didn't even think it was disappointment. Like, he wasn't going to coach forever. That's unfair for us to put that on the guy. Personally, I think he made up his mind months ago. I'd sleep a lot better if I knew the kids on the team found out some time ago. Sometime early enough to have some decision-making ability. That's from Hampton. Yeah, I hear you. Like, I don't know. I'm at the point where I just trust that he's doing what's right, what he thinks is right, and I roll with that. You know, like, I'm sure he's thought about all this stuff. Nobody cares more about these kids than TV and that staff. So, like, he's not going to do anything to hurt anyone. Like, that's not him. So,
you know. And not to brings up a good point, but it's not a bad spot to be, quote unquote, stuck in.
Right.
In Virginia, right? And I get it, though, the way that this day and age, you can have a choice, you can go here, you can go there.
Right.
But I feel like the transfers for sure wanted to come to UVA for whatever reason, and they're stuck, quote unquote, stuck in a good place. The same way I was in 1989, Coach Holland left. I was stuck in a great situation, man.
Yeah. Jim with the Kihei returns to be the assistant to the assistant. Yeah. I mean, maybe we can get Mike Scott, like, run the office back. Get Mike Scott as the assistant manager.
Whatever.
No, this is it, you know. This has been a wild day. We've talked about it on this podcast before, right? Like, what happens? What's next? Now it's actually here. We got to deal with it.
Yeah.
You know, this is interesting. Hampton said he still has 5 years of eligibility left. Jim, suit up, Kia. Julie with referring to his first round loss, not today's news. This was Julie. Joy in the morning. Yeah. The UMBC loss.
Yeah.
No, this is different, though. This, I mean, my stomach definitely doesn't feel right, but I get it.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Mark, where is your head at right now? Obviously, you're on your way home. Well, but like,
yeah, no, I'm thinking about the current players. I'm thinking about the recruits. I'm thinking about TB and his family. Thinking about the other coaches. Thinking about, you know, Dougie brought up a good point when he said he was on the team when his head coach, when Terry Holland left.
Yeah.
About, you know, again, what did that mean to you? How'd you do that? And if you really liked him as a person, right? And I know the players really, really like TB, right? How could you not? And so there have been a couple of funny texts, like somebody said, could this be a scandal? And someone said 0% chance, and someone said less than zero, right? No way, right? That TB's going to be involved in a scandal. So, and I think that it's, you know, from what I understand, it's not a health issue. It's just like I'm worn out. I'm worn down from the NIL, from the 1 year deals, from not knowing who's recruiting. The recruiting's become impossible. The demands, and it's like negotiating contracts. If you're a purist and you just want to recruit, and you want to deal with families, and you want to deal with kids, and you don't want to deal with negotiating how much money somebody's going to make, like, that's not college coaching.
Yeah.
Right, that's a business, and that's, you know, I get it. That can be so draining for someone who just is so passionate and loves the game, is so committed to teaching the game, and really, really enjoys the mentorship of young people.
Yeah. Right?
Now your relationships are different. They're almost transactional, right? Yeah. Versus having true, authentic relationships with young people and your coaches and. You know, Jay Willie and I talked about this a long time ago when NIL was coming into the picture. And one of his concerns was the locker room and the chemistry and are kids going to be battling each other? Who's going to make more money? And if I'm not making as much money as so-and-so, am I going to be annoyed and pissed off and angry? And I think that, you know, I don't know that the kids, how hard is it to recruit if you're TV? Because you're not going after the NIL, the top guys with NIL, and you're not going after the guys. It's harder. Right. It's harder and harder. And I think Jay Wright set the tone with leading and with the idea of NIL. And I think TB, I don't know. I can't answer for TB, but at some point there was that feeling, and there was that thought that TB wasn't going to be thrilled with the whole NIL issue and wasn't going to enjoy this. And are you, how, you know, he's such a hard worker. He's studying film all the time, and he's working on his relationships with all his the people in the periphery and the people he's close to. I don't know, you know, it makes sense. You know, unfortunately, the timing, we're all stunned, and I'm saddened. And I know what he, you know, you talked about what he meant to you, TB, and he meant a lot to me. And I'm so grateful. And just some of the conversations I had with him were so authentic. It wasn't like talking to a different coach who was a used car salesman and just wanted your kid for your kid because you thought he was going to be good. It was, it wasn't just an interest in my kid. It was an interest. I'll never forget him sitting down with my niece and having a conversation. My niece came to UVA with me on a trip, and him really, really being generally like interested in a conversation with her was fantastic to watch. And was like, I am so glad I picked this guy for my kid to spend 3 years with.
Yeah. No, right? Absolutely.
So grateful you dropped the kid off. Right. And if anything went down, he was going to call you. He was going to let you know, hey, this is what happened. Hey, I'm concerned here. This is we had an issue here, right? And I saw it with my other son, with Kobe, and dealing with another coach, and it was just the experience. I'm so grateful for what I had with TV versus what I've had with other coaches.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to be like, I know everyone wants to be like, why, world? But for me, you know, I think we're all in the same boat. Like, you respect him so much and you trust him. It's just like, hey, he's doing what's right for him. It's just like, I got no question. Really, I mean, you wonder, but outside of that, you just, you know, you respect him and you love him and you know, you hope he's okay, right? Somebody asked, what was Ty's reaction? Have you talked to Ty about it?
So Ty texted me at 4:30. And that's how I found out. And Caps sent a text, TB retired. No way. And I couldn't. And I saw the text. And I was like, what? Is this real?
Yeah.
And then I tried to call him and he tried to call me back. And we just missed out that we had both had stuff going on tonight. So I haven't spoken to him since.
Yeah.
Marky, my bad. I didn't pick your phone call up. I was out. I was with a buddy in New York City. So I had my bad. I saw the call. I couldn't pick up.
No worries, Dougie.
And then
I know Ty will have an extensive conversation with TV because I know they're really close.
Yeah.
That's great.
I'm sure he's going to be supportive. And, you know, that's also, you know, the greatest memories, part of the greatest memories of my life, to get that Final Four, right? And
totally.
Yeah. And then I'll share one other thing, and I may have shared this in the past, and him giving me New York City street cred at the coaches dinner at the championship coaches dinner at the New York Athletic Club.
Right.
There's so many people there, right? I don't know if it's 500, 1,000, 1,500, 2,000.
Yeah.
And before he starts his speech, he's like, where's Mark Jerome? I saw him here. I just want to thank him for sending me his kid and, you know, in front of everybody.
I was going to share another LRA friend, Johnny Tam, said last season they drove up to the coach's corner and it started snowing. I mean, he's from DC, he drove 2 hours. By the time he got to Charlottesville for the show, it started snowing pretty heavily. And TB actually called in, he called in remotely, didn't come because of the snow. And then Johnny had, you know, he was obviously came to see TB, and then he drove back, took his whole family, and then didn't think much of it. TB sends him a video thanking him, you know, the next week. Said, oh my God, I can't believe I missed you. Thank you for driving all that way, and hopefully I'll catch you. You know, just like those little things, like, are such a game changer in terms of, like, him as a person. It just shows you, like, how he's touched so many people. Like, that's, you know, he could easily just blow that off. But he made it an effort to reach out and say something, you know. That's really cool. Like, that takes a special person that I absolutely respect him for all of that. And it's so genuine. It's not, it's even like, oh, it's part of my job to do this.
It's like you say, it's a little thing, but I mean, for me personally, since I met Coach Tony Bennett, the little things are, he's so good at it, right? To your point. My kids were at soccer camp in Virginia in 2010 or 11. and I went to practice with Jason, and Tony came up and talked to me, and da da da. And every year since then, when I see him, he always says, how are your kids doing? He remembers these things, man. He's so good at it.
I mean, I'll tell the story. The first time I met him, we were playing Seattle. There was like a meet the team before the game. Yep. The night before, it was like a meet the team event. Of course, we were terrible then. Six people showed up. No, you know, the whole team rolls in. They have food. We'd end up talking to Ronnie and TV and Jay Willie for like 3 hours. Everybody left. We were just sitting there talking for a while. And then my brother and I left. And then before the game, they saw us. TV, Jay Willie, yep. Ronnie saw us in the stand. They were getting ready to do the handshake thing. They came up into the stands, shook our hands, gave their info, and were like, let's keep in touch. We really enjoyed meeting you. And then it's been a friendship ever since. You know, like, that's incredible. Like, that's
in the. Who were they playing, Seattle at college?
We were playing Seattle. Yeah, we were playing at Seattle. Because it was Joe Harris. It was the coming home.
No, hold on. Seattle has a college? University of Seattle?
University of Seattle. They played in the old Sonic, Supersonic Key Arena. We almost lost that game, by the way. We almost lost that game. We should have lost that game. Malcolm Brogdon brought us back, and anyway, we beat the press. We should have lost, honestly. It was crazy.
That's how they are.
I think Maggie also said, my dad graduated from UVA in the 70s, the reason I'm a huge fan. The national championship run is something we talk almost daily about. Yeah.
Oh, that's great, Maggie. That's amazing.
It was. Same here. Not a day probably not a day goes by where I don't think about it. And like, it's so, I mean, I want to say it's sad, but it's also like awesome.
Last weekend, I think, or 2 weekends ago, I, for some reason, I watched the Tech game. No, I watched the Purdue Auburn Texas Tech game in its entirety. I have no idea why I'm marking. I just sat here and watched it. It was unreal.
Yeah, I went on YouTube and saved the Purdue game, like all those tournament games.
Yeah.
And Duke, and I watch them all. I'll text Mark randomly, like, I just watched the Purdue game again. It's just like, I do it all the time. I don't know. It's like, when I need a pick-me-up, I'm watching that. If I only have like a few minutes, one shining moment, I'm going to watch it.
And for anybody listening still, watch the Virginia at Duke game, 1993.
That one too.
I watch it all the time too.
Yeah, you know, Dragon said, without TB, I don't know all of y'all, and I'm grateful for that. For sure, this whole community is because of him when you think about it. Like, they found all of the stuff. It's kind of crazy. Like,
yeah, that's TW, though. Like, I mean, shout out T-Dubs. Call him at merch on LRA. He set this whole thing up, man. And by the way, he's made me. I'm usually the guy that makes people friends and the whole thing in TW. So I met one of the LRA members in New York City tonight, downtown Manhattan, Captain Thurman. And the community's great, man. And that's a huge shout out, TW/@merch.
Oh, it's collective, right? It's the group. It's like, well, you know, when it comes from
making people meet in different places and areas, and because we're on that thing, it's really cool. Really cool.
No, it is. I mean, I'm so grateful for it. I remember when I texted you, like, we're going to start this thing, and you jumped on, and it was just me and you on that forum, and now look at it. It's, some of the things have 20,000 replies. Like, it's insane. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. So if anyone hasn't joined, you should definitely check it out. It's quite a community. And we actually meet each other and know each other. It's awesome. Like, truly a family. It's amazing.
And again, January 25th, we're going down to the Notre Dame game.
Yep.
A big crew of us. If UVA basketball still exists at that point. I'm kidding. But January 25th, Notre Dame game. A bunch of us going down. We're going to do a big event. We'll all hang out together and do it like we do.
Yeah, the best trip ever from Kim. Absolutely. That Minneapolis thing changed my life. I'm not even going to pretend. I'm not even going to downplay it. It literally changed my life. I think about it constantly. It was such an amazing experience. Matthew with TV is the GOAT. UVA is bigger than one person. The LRA is calling it quits, right? Like, let's win the ACC. Let's get this going. Yeah, we do ultimately. The game still gets played. We still move on, and we still love UVA. But appreciate TV for all he's done and continue.
Penn State, Minneapolis is great.
Best trip ever, Minneapolis. Yeah, for sure.
Damn, best weekend of my life. I've had a lot of unbelievable weekends. I lived in Brazil. I did all these things. That was the greatest weekend of my life, and I'm kind of embarrassed to say it, but it's true.
No, I'm with you. I always joke with my brother about it, unless his wife's around. I'm like, after the birth of your children and your wedding, that was the best moment, right? Like, otherwise, that's the best moment.
No, I've had four kids. That's easy. That's fine.
No, I was trying to explain.
My first son being born was incredible. After that, it was like, oh, whatever. Minneapolis, the Final Four.
Minneapolis. No, for me, it was absolute. Well, I mean, I even told my wife, I'm like, hey, the reason why is because it was pure joy. There's nothing after that. You know, after you have a kid, you got things to do. Like, you got to worry about the kid. After you get married, like, you got to do stuff. Like, after you win, you just enjoy it.
Oh, that's so funny.
Let's see. Kim, college game days and the students made half-court shots each time. Man, that's...
That's right. That was cool.
I'm still in shock. CTV is UVA. He is. This is from Don Smith. Yeah. Not Dean Smith. Don Smith. Yeah, he is. He always will be. I'm hoping there's a statue. Let's hope there's a statue. Fingers crossed.
I disagree, but that's okay. Not a statue.
He is basketball for us? No.
No, man. There's a rich history of UVA basketball. That's fine. I'll give him that.
No, but
he's the only one that won a national chip.
Yeah. I mean,
no, your son did that. Stop it, Marky. You're always modest. You know me.
Oh, wow.
I'm the early 90s guy, so that's fine.
Yeah, I don't know. Holy Cross has a statue of Red Auerbach, or I'm sorry, what's his name? Red Auerbach, the point guard, Cousy.
Yeah, Bob Cousy.
UVA can have one of TB.
Yeah, we need a TB statue.
Oh, it's definitely gonna happen.
I don't know what pose he'll be in, but I hope we get one.
Oh, you know the pose. Leon's doing the thing. Yeah.
They can't rename the court, right? You can't rename the court.
What's the name of the court now?
Well, I don't think it has a name, but the arena is the Tudor Arena, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, John Paul Jones Arena.
Yeah.
I mean, you could name the court. You could have, have it be Tony Bennett Court.
But then it can overshadow the arena game.
Yeah.
It's Fuchs's TB and John Paul Tudor, he still keeps his name around the arena.
Yeah. I mean,
I think Tudor makes that decision. That's my guess, but I don't
know. Statue. I'm not asking for much. The size of Statue of Liberty, maybe. I don't know.
I'd love a Justin Anderson statue. Just something on somebody.
Have a statue. No, a TB statue would be amazing. I always thought there should be, the Kihei Damamedy pass should be one at one end of the court.
But you know better than me. I don't think Virginia's big with that type of thing, like putting a statue like that.
No, they're not.
What do you think? Right? They don't.
Apparently, you got to be a slave owner to have a statue. No, I'm kidding.
Oh boy,
I'm not gonna go there.
Oh boy.
Name the road Bennett Way in front of JPJ. That's from Kev. Yeah, that's a good one. Bennett Way. I hope they spell it right, unlike Kev. He spelled it one T, but either way. CTB Court at JPJ. Yeah, it's a mouthful, but I like it. My license plate is Pack D from Kim.
That's oh boy, Kim.
No comment. Yeah. Name the rotunda after CTV. Shocking news today. I wonder when Carla found out. From Cavalier Connection podcast. I don't know. That's a good question.
My guys, Cavalier Connection, the best.
Cavalier Connection podcast. Shout out them.
Oh, good shout out. We got to get them on with us, T-Dubs. Can you find those guys, my guys, and let's do a joint podcast. They're great.
Let's do it.
Great.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, that's a good question. When Carla found out, that's maybe found out on Twitter.
Yeah, exactly. She found out when I told her.
No, it's a really good question. Was this known a month ago? Was it known 2 months ago? That's a great question.
Yeah, that's especially I don't know what Carla's relationship is with everyone.
Good job, guys. Pay attention.
They said yes, sir, to Dougie Fresh. But all right. Well, we'll know more tomorrow. I don't know. Do we go live again tomorrow after the press conference? We'll see. We'll see how that goes. I appreciate everybody for jumping on tonight. This was fun.
Yeah. Let's see if we get any more pertinent information and we can add some value and we'll do it. Yeah. I'm in.
We can always jump on it and do a post-game analysis of body language, maybe. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But
all right.
Appreciate everybody for jumping on, Mark Fresh.
Guys, take care. Enjoy the memories.
Thanks, go Hoos. Enjoy
the memories and don't be too sad.
Absolutely. Well, we'll get through this together. All right, y'all.
End of an era. Let's move on, but let's see what happens, all right?
Yeah, we'll always have this Sports Illustrated cover right here, so that doesn't go away. All right, guys.
Good night. Bye.